Weekdays, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Okay, one more time with feeling. Welcome along. It is the Glory Days podcast.
The Glory Days podcast.
I don't know why I say that. That's years of... You know what that is? That's kind of being programmed over years of having been in this business.
What do you mean?
You're introducing something. Because let's face it, anybody who's listening, they've literally clicked on it. They've chosen it.
Exactly,
and the name is there.
It's not like
they know
to
what
be.
It's called.
Mm. They're not standing on the radio with the big dial going...
Yeah, yeah.
And then as the guy speaking French going... La basse poule. And then...
And coming across the guy who goes... 22... Falling slowly.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm not listening
that's
to that.
That's the shipping forecast. Yeah,
listening to that one. And then it's like classical music, a bit of a fiddle,
yeah,
an elfler, and then hopefully you go, they catch you just at the right moment when you're going, this is Radio Nova.
Yeah.
Coming at you in 1986. You know, you're all alive out there. Yeah, so you're right. You actually don't need to intro anymore because it's all done.
People make the choice. You know, audio is becoming like, I suppose, the way the streaming thing for TV went. You know, you don't, as you say, think what's on.
Not so.
You choose what to watch.
Or
in our case, what to listen to.
Sure, you wouldn't take a risk of watching live shit now. You wouldn't. What if I waste my time? You have to work off recommendations now.
Yeah.
There's no way. That thing tonight, see it starting at 11:30 on RTE 3 at 5:00, you know, on the 20. Yeah. You're not going to put that in your calendar and wait for it. And then turn us out that it's a load of shite when you could have watched something else. You have to let other people see it and come back to you and then trust their recommendations. They're like, Jim, did you see the thing on RTE3 about the fella with the massive flute? It's unbelievable. And you're like, I didn't see it. And then you hear a bit more, you see a bit online, you go, right, now.
Yeah.
After many recommendations, I'm going to watch The Man and His Magic Flute, or The Man and His Massive Flute, whatever it is, whatever you're into. Whatever
you're into. Very different programmes, but nonetheless.
Yeah, same fella plays both of them. Then you'll take a risk on it because your time is too valuable now. You don't, you know, people are very...
I'm going to ask you this question, right? Do you think it was better or when we were young, right, and you had to, you'd see something that you really liked and you had to wait a full week for the next episode of the thing that you really liked, right?
Yeah.
But in a weird way, you nearly got a week's joy out of, can't we? 8 o'clock on Friday.
You did and you didn't. With some stuff, with the regulars, when you always had Friday, 8 o'clock free as a kid, you did.
Right.
But you know the odd time you'd see something on a Wednesday and you go, oh, amazing. My dad's not home. It's 6 o'clock.
He
normally watches the news at 6, right?
Yeah.
You put it on and then it comes up at the end, to be continued. Oh, that's a fuck I'll never know. I'll never know now. I literally have no ability in the world to ever see what story, where this goes.
Yeah.
And you'd be watching stuff and you go, this has been on 40 minutes. There's nearly 10 minutes left. They're never going to wrap this up. This is going to be a to be continued, isn't it?
Yeah.
And your heart would drop. You'd sink like a stone. Sure enough, it goes, what will happen next? You go, well, if you...
And it was worse then because it wasn't like you could go, ah, now I'm going to have to find that on the player, or I'm going to have to find that online.
No,
because it wasn't. They weren't there. If you didn't see it when it was on the telly, you were never seeing it.
You couldn't even ask people.
Yeah.
You didn't have to see a programme. Don't know what it was called. 6 o'clock on Wednesday. It finished. A bit of a detective and a kangaroo and a fellow with a massive flute. You didn't see it.
He's in everything, isn't he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All through
the 80s.
Guy, he was very popular there.
Yeah. He was also in the magic flute. In massive flute too. And Mickey Manners 5. He was in them. You didn't see the one he was in. Because I'm trying to hold on what the end of it was.
Yeah.
People go, I don't even know what you're talking about. People wouldn't know. Yeah. They wouldn't have a clue.
Mind you, I have it. There's a lad I know. And he used to, his bedtime routine, right, to get himself off to sleep was, he had a telly in his room and he used to watch, you know that thing, the first 48 or something, or the first 24 or some shite like that. It's some American cop reality type thing where this guy who solved all these cases goes over the case and blah blah blah, and they go through like the whole story before the reveal at the end about how they whatever.
I can imagine,
and he keeps falling asleep before the end, and as a result he's never found
he's
out
never
who did any of the murders. None of them.
He just knows
he's seen about 600 murders and he's never found out who did any of them.
It's not mad.
Now he's not the kind of bloke to go and check it out on, you know, online.
Isn't that
or
mad?
Whatever. He just falls asleep. Mind you, I suppose the beauty of it is you could watch that program over and over again.
You never have to, you'll never get sick of it.
Yeah, I'm determined to find out who did it.
Oh, yeah, oh, bollocks, he got away with it again. I'll never catch him.
Brilliant.
I'll never catch him. It's so weird the way a modern day, in this modern day world, like, here's an example, right? So, there's a, I was sitting with Kelly, and we knew we didn't have long before we were going to last to go to bed, but we wanted to watch something. So, something right. A half hour, we're thinking, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what about this? And I'm looking, and it was this thing, whatever. And it was all about race wars. And she's like, oh, I'm not in the humour for race wars. I was there, what about this thing?
Yeah, not before bed.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, and it was like, I don't know, some horror yoke about a mad hand in Australia, right? And she was like, oh, no, that sounds fucking stupid, PJ. And I was like, well, I don't know, you pick something. And she goes,
a horror story about a mad hand.
Yeah, horror, yeah.
And that was only a half an hour long.
Yeah, yeah. Well, well, since we watch a half an hour of it, we go asleep.
Yeah.
We want, like,
handy, I suppose.
Let's face it, we're not getting into it. And then she goes, no, I just want to watch something light-hearted. She goes, you know, something easy that won't make me, won't be disturbing or anything. What about Missing or Murdered? I was there, how has murder become the light-hearted TV, the soothing television?
I kind of get it now.
Yeah.
I have to say, my go-to would be any of those stock American kind of like CSI or a...
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? It's grand. They wrap it up in one episode. Lovely. That'll do for me. Thanks very much.
I get it as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it... It's not normal. It's not normal. Do you know what I was watching? Worst Roommate Ever. Have you seen Worst Roommate Ever? Well, for a start, here's the thing. They are the worst roommates ever. They fucking murder the people they live with, right?
Oh, wow. So, I literally thought it was going to be some lad who doesn't pick up his own jocks.
Yeah, that's what I thought. When I saw, I said, this is trivial enough, right? And then the first... it's like,
Washington... 2017, a bag of body parts is found on the beach.
And you're like, yeah. Mother, is this the bag he brought into the house or the person he took out of the house? You know,
yeah, jeez, some clean up after you, man.
Yeah, mother, yeah, Jesus.
I say it took him a while to rent that after him.
Cops with no idea who owned the body parts.
You know, and you're like, this is the roommate show. And in fairness, I got real into it. I watched all six episodes, six nights in a row before going to bed.
Right.
No nightmares. No nightmares. And there should be nightmares. There was one where a fella was like, oh, jeez, what was he doing? Oh, he was mentally ill and everything. That's not the problem, obviously, because, you know, I would be myself
the
odd time.
That can happen to the best of us.
That can happen to the best of us. Or the worst of us, Jim. And, you know, he was totally brought in dogs into the house, and then next thing he's like, oh, crazy people into the house, and oh, jeebus, all the other crazy people started killing everybody, you know. Oh, is there this crazy stuff altogether?
Brilliant.
But, yeah.
Well, do you know something? I agree with you, right? And I've just realised it now, actually, that I could watch, I love all that. You know the way I love true crime. I'm always asking you for recommendations, be it podcast, television, love all that, you know, all of those kind of, darker the better, nearly, when it comes to those kind of true crime cop things or whatever. Oh, brilliant.
It's funny when you say true crime, though, it has to be murder. No one cares about any other crime.
Yeah, I've never watched a true crime shoplifting drama.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have to confess that. You're right.
It all has to be murder.
Yeah.
It has to be shoplifting.
They just don't call it murder. They have to call it true crime.
It has to be called true crime. It should be called true murder.
Yeah. Not true crime, the burglary edition.
Yeah,
that's never happened.
Yeah, true fraud or true, you know, true diesel smuggling.
As I say, the weird thing about that is, no matter how gory or terrible it is, and these are, as you said, they're real life, right? So it's a genuine, there was a bloke who did that to somebody else.
Yeah, it's
right?
horrible. You know? It's the most horrendous things.
And
yeah.
and that, grand, watch that, absolutely not a bother. And then I'd be the very one who'd say to you, I don't really like the gory horror movies now, to be honest with you. I'm not.
Ah, no, don't.
You know what I mean? They're a bit, you know what I mean?
There was one there. You know your fella that's in the huge Mickey show? He was in it.
Again? Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
He was very talented. Oh, to be fair.
Should he beat someone to death with it? Oh, it was awful. Oh, I hate it. I couldn't watch that now.
Isn't it mad that the fictional
is the
killing
disturbing
and
one.
Gore or whatever is nearly worse than the real life kind of,
oh,
you know,
yeah, yeah,
whatever
yeah.
he is.
Exactly.
A serial killer or cult leader.
Let's watch the boogeyman slasher. No way.
Oh, yeah. What about, I'd have nightmares.
I'd have nightmares. What about Jeffrey Dahmer's life?
Yeah, that's good. Like it's a This Is Your Life.
Yeah. And then you get, he was a bit mad, wasn't he? A bit mad.
Yeah.
A bit mad. He killed his boyfriends and ate them. He wasn't a bit mad. He was completely off the wall. It's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
Okay, don't go on about it. All right. He had his truth.
He had his troubles, didn't he? You're after eating a whole pack of sausage rolls watching this.
That's nobody says that to you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? These are...
I'm not saying, it's not the calories I'm worried about. It's the fact that they were human beings.
Oh man, yeah,
that's it. Yeah,
oh, I don't know. Anyway, but in fact,
anyway, if anyone does have any good true crime podcasts, sorry, true murder podcast recommendations, yeah, we'd love to hear them. To be honest, yeah, yeah.
They are brilliant. I do love the old.
The only one was actually there was one time we talk about this every so often where Jim did find a true crime podcast, and he says to me, "You have to hear this." The Slasher of Leeds or something.
Excuse me. Ugh. It was the Halifax
Slasher.
Oh, the
Slasher. Halifax Slasher. And I was like, the Halifax Slasher sells what? What's it about? And he goes, well, this is, you're not gonna, it's not more than it. He's a fella goes round. Oh, wait, this is absolutely true, by the way. A fella goes round.
It's out there.
Cutting jackets. I said, what, like stabbing people through the jackets? No, no, no. He cuts their jackets and all. And it's not now modern rent. It's like 1800s or something.
No, it was like the 40s or the 20s.
Oh, the 40s or the 20s.
But I tell you,
and they reenacted, because obviously it wasn't recorded in the 40s, they reenacted the scenes. And Jim was telling me it's actually pretty good. And you listen to it, and there's a fella going, we apprehended a man with a ripped jacket. In Halifax, at past.
Now,
at
to be fair,
time.
In my defence, oh, right, in my defence, when I saw the Halifax Slasher, I'm thinking Jack the Ripper.
Exactly, right, yeah.
I'm thinking,
I was thinking
proper.
I haven't heard of him. I've heard of the Yorkshire Ripper.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
That's exactly, I thought it was going to be this, you know, unknown, or not unknown, relatively unknown kind,
yeah,
of, you know, serial
unknown,
killer,
yeah,
thing or whatever it might be. And then, weirdly, and then, of course, I did the other thing, which I do all the time, is when I realised this is a load of shit, it's actually just about a bloke whose crime spree was creeping up on women or whatever and just slashing the back of their coat, with a blade, right?
That was it. That was the extent of it,
right? And even when I found that out, I still listened till the end.
Yeah.
Because then it became weirdly comedic value. Because as you say, they do reenact it.
Yeah.
And you get these policemen like something out of a fucking, you know what I mean? You know, those black and white movies where you go, you're going to have to make Mrs. Doyle a cup of tea because she's very shook up by the incident.
Yeah.
And I fucking listened to it to the
end.
Yeah,
it's brilliant, yeah. I have to say, I did go one further than that, although it was very tongue-in-cheek. But there is a podcast out there called Who Did a Shite at Me Wedding, I think it's called. Or someone who shat on the floor.
Brilliant.
Who shat on the floor at me wedding. Yeah.
Now, you
and
see,
it's a whodunit.
Straight away from the title, you know what I mean? Yeah, it doesn't sound murderous.
No, and it's not.
Yeah.
They did ruin the day, but it's definitely not a murder, yeah. And there, it was a wedding on a boat. At sea, you know, on a boat, actually in a river or something. So it was a contained group of people. It had to be one of them.
Yeah.
And one of them went to the toilet now. It wasn't like it was in the middle of the ballroom or anything. But they went to the toilet and they did, they dropped one on the floor and didn't clean it up. And so they were trying to get literally to the bottom of who did it.
And you listened all the way through?
All the way through, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, all the way through, yeah.
And the culprit was revealed, wasn't
no,
it?
No, they couldn't get
they
to
couldn't
they
quite
literally
get
couldn't
it.
Get to the bottom of it.
Wow.
They have a few suspects,
I told you before, didn't I, about my real life shit in the floor? Not me personally, but, you know, that experience.
That you did it?
No,
you,
I never did
someone
it.
Someone did it in your floor?
Not in my floor, but I was at a party once. It was a mate of mine's. One of his 50th or something, or wherever it was. And
no.
This is true, I was in the Midlands, right? And so in the venue that it was in or whatever, that was grand or whatever. And it was attached, obviously, to a pub or a whatever. And then your man's house, there was, you know, your man's living quarters,
yeah,
whoever
yeah.
owned the pub or the venue or whatever. Right? And as true as God, we found out the next day, right, that somebody had taken a shit.
Stop it.
In your man's house.
In his house? On the floor?
Yeah. Not in the jacks, right? In his house. On the floor. Right? So
in the front room, but in front of the television.
Well, yeah, whatever, yeah. His kitchen, his front room. I don't know where it was.
Good Lord.
Right, but somebody had done it, right? Somebody obviously lamped out. I don't know, whatever it was, right? Somebody had done it. And the thing about it was, there was a few of us had travelled down, you know, for your man's party or whatever. And one of the best lines was, in fairness, none of you were indicated in any way or suspected in any way.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a Guinness shit.
Racism got you off the hook.
Because he knew it wasn't the shit of somebody who had a rake of Guinness. We were ruled out of the
concern. So it's definitely not the Irish.
It's definitely not those lads.
Isn't that amazing? Racism saved you on this case.
Yeah, well, no, everybody was Irish, but it was the Dubs.
Oh, right.
It was the Dubs who were saved.
Oh, the Dubs, right.
Yeah.
So they were
so travelled down to the Midlands.
That's gas, isn't it? So the culture's there going, well, it wasn't them sludgy ass Dubs anyway. The place would be destroyed altogether. But like black tar all over the walls, if one of them whores did it, the state of it.
I'm telling you. That's true. Yeah. There you go. I wish you'd have told me about that. I could have gone on that podcast.
My God, I told your story.
I told my story. Again, sadly, I wouldn't have been. I never got to literally the bottom of. Thankfully, I never got to the bottom.
We contacted Jim McCabe, who's been in a previous shit crime episode.
Yeah, who was the victim?
Who was almost arrested, but thankfully, he had an arse like super glue at the time, so was no longer a suspect.
Brilliant.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow. Almost. What do you call it? Almost. What's the Oh, now I can't think of the word. Doesn't matter.
I actually know the word, and I can't think of it either.
Brilliant. That's a good way to end.
Implemented. No.
Incriminated.
Incriminated. No. The,
no. Nearly incriminated.
Incinerated.
Incinerated. All right. We're going now, right? It's time to go.
Imagine.
And leave you. Leave you in the capable
what's
hands.
What's the sentence
of
for
when
having
we
a
knew
shite
what we were
before?
Talking about?
Incineration. Your Honour, it's what the we are pushing for.
Right, listen, have a great rest of the week or whatever. I don't know when you're listening to this, to be perfectly honest.
Have
with
a great
you,
rest of the week. Enjoy yourself. If you're going to parties, keep your pants on and your bums dry.
Yeah, and make sure you know exactly where the toilet is. And have a listen to some of the best bits from during the week.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Dr. Ruth, yeah, of course, famously a, what was she, called a sex therapist?
She was a sex therapist back when nobody else was doing it.
Back when there was no sex.
Back when there's none at all. Your mammy and daddy did a big long Frenchie and then they had babies and that's how it was done for years. And still is, if any children are listening. It's
what
just
year
a very
was that
special
now?
Kiss.
How far back are we going? 80s, is it? Or?
Oh, back way into the 80s, yeah. She was on all the shows. Sally, Jesse, Raphael and all those shows. You know, she used to come on. And she was the scandalous one. You know, she was 96 when she died, Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Affectionately just called Dr. Ruth. She was 4'7". She's a tiny little thing. And she would come on and anyone... It felt so amazing to us at the time. Daytime TV. And she'd come
talking
on...
Talking about us when it was still bright out.
Bright out, yeah. Kids were up and everything.
Unbelievable.
And she'd be, and they were like, what do you think, Doctor? This couple are having struggles. They're not connecting. And they're, he wants to be doing... He wants to be taking off his jumper and she wants to be putting on her pyjamas. And what do you do? And he would, she would be doing all the touching. You need more of the touching and the hugging. And you need more of the kissing and more of the touching.
Yeah.
And leave it at that for 2 days and then come back the next day and do a bit of the rubbing. And then more of the touching. Gradually, then you will get to the kissing. It used to be all this. Do you remember?
Oh, wow.
It was so tame, the advice. And
yeah, because it was, I mean...
Because it was the...
It was very tame. Like, you know.
Oh, God. It was.
Wasn't
like
even
that.
Kind of.
Do the hand holding in the park. When people looking, hold the hands, let them look. You know?
And it was just so weird because it was like, it was coming from her, who, as you say, she was, you know, with her accent and.
Yeah,
being 4'7" and kind of, you know, and her age
and
everything.
Age, she
it just
then,
felt kind of.
She felt old.
Yeah.
She wasn't like, but she felt old. Like, you know, like, when you think about it, it's the 80s. It's. Nearly 50 years ago now.
That's mad.
When you think of starting.
So what? So
she was like...
She was in her 40s then.
She was in her 40s.
Oh my God.
Like early 50s at when she went off TV. And she looked like a little old woman
yeah,
back then.
Back then.
And she was literally
She
doing,
was probably our age.
Yes.
Younger.
I don't know now if she was as old as you, but she was doing the... You know, but she was doing all Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. Jim was watching Dr. Ruth back in the 80s and she goes, I wonder if she has any advice for seniors now. We're trying to reconnect.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
It's the age-old debate. Well, I suppose it's one part of the age-old debate about, you know, who are the better drivers? Or women make the better drivers.
And I'm not getting into that.
No.
That
Nor
is a terrifying thought process and I don't think...
And it will only bring pain and hurt no matter what.
It'll do nothing for us getting into that.
But whatever about the better drivers, what about navigators?
Well, thankfully, finally, something that can be proven. And I don't mean to... Well, you know, something... Actually, maybe it can't be proven. Psychologists in New Jersey think they've proven that... You know, we do have different abilities when it comes to navigation and
You're being very
awareness.
Cautious here.
Yeah, the old adage of women being multitaskers better than men, but men having better spatial awareness and direction, they reckon they've proved it's true.
Wow.
They reckon they've proved it's true. They made a computer-generated route. They gave men knowledge of it, women knowledge of it. They sat them all down, a big group, and then they asked the men to give them verbally directions of how to get from one point on this route to another.
Right.
And they got the women to do the same. And to say one side was largely unintelligible is putting it mildly.
So men were, my opinion. This is nothing to do with memory or anything. This was just the ability to explain how to get from A to B.
Yeah, and this, it's a fictional route. It's just a fictional route. They just asked them to learn it, and then they picked two points randomly. It says, how would they get from this point to this point? So what happened was, not in every case, of course, there was exceptions to the rule, but generally speaking, the men said, well, if you're starting with this one, if the pub is at your back, you go left, you go to the roundabout, you take the third exit. Then you'll get to a turn, you have to go left or right. You go right, move 100 yards on your left.
Right, okay, yeah.
So, and the women, they were saying, okay, I'm at this point, I want to get to this point. How do I do it? They go, well, do you remember your man that died there 3 months ago? Do you remember him? And he had the, you know, your man, he used to be there by the tree with the dog all the time.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah. You're saying a lot of non-essential information drifted in, are you?
Yeah. Will you let me finish? I'm trying to give you the directions.
Right, yeah, but where is it? I'm telling you where it is.
I'm in the middle of it. If you stopped interrupting me, yeah, and you go down, you know where, remember I used to hang around, do you remember what I was telling you years ago, me and Isabel used to hang around at the pub there on the corner?
Yeah.
I told you about it. My hair was short at the time. And then you go right there, right? You go, I don't know where you're talking.
What was the name of the pub?
Right, it was called,
I don't know.
The Fancy
Bell.
You were there, you were jarred one night. Remember, I got really annoyed at you because you called me something like, and you go left there, and then just keep going. Just keep going.
Right.
And then you go, well, that goes to a dead end. Well, I don't know. Go back and take a right then.
Well, you must have you must have gone the wrong way.
You must have gone the wrong way.
Are you thinking
way.
Of you're the right pub?
Jerry's house. You know my ma's house? If you were at my ma's house and they were basically going, so it came across very
different. Is it a bit similar to those people who, when they're giving you directions, be they men or women, it turn around and say to you, right, well, if you're starting from Northside Shopping Centre, right? Yeah, but I'm literally.
But I'm asking.
I'm in Blanchardstown now.
Yeah, I'm asking.
Yeah, but
no,
I'm just saying that's how I know. If you were starting from Northside Shopping Centre, right? You'd go up the road towards.
Yeah, up that way. And then you go, and then after about an hour, you'd get to where you are now, right?
Yeah.
And then from there, you would go, yeah. And they reckon that's what they say has happened. Yeah.
So whatever about the actual driving skills, the skill set involved in driving a car, the navigation skills.
Yeah.
They think they've proven that men are better at it.
Now, the funniest thing is the lead author on this research paper, his name is Ying Ying Yang, which sounds like a sort of a direction, doesn't it?
Ying Yang.
No, is it Ying or Yang?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. But they do reckon they've cracked
Ying,
it.
Ying Yang is his name.
That's his name, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Lead author is Ying Ying Yang. And he says there's various theories as to why boys give more accurate directions. Some of them are biological with testosterone. Some are experience-based. Boys are more experienced at independent travel because, unfortunately, the world is safer for lads. So they do travel a bit more on their own. That's an
unfortunate reality. And especially if you're of a certain age, like ours, for example, which is the reason you're better at independent travel is because you were thrown out of your house and told to not come in until it was dark.
You weren't allowed in. You literally weren't allowed in.
So that explains a little bit of that for people of a certain age.
Yeah, yeah. So that's it, yeah. Especially when you're, like, and of course, like, I mean, Jim's, he grew up once. I'm sure didn't the Brits come in during the famine?
He grew up once, yeah.
I'm sure didn't the Brits come in during the famine? And sure, God knows how he has to fend for himself in the woods now for years.
I tell you, it's amazing the sense of direction you get. You can guide yourself by moonlight and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
On the subject of money, like, one of the things that comes up with the Nova Noise is it's kind of like, what would you spend it on? Or what would you do with it? And all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And people have all sorts of ideas about, you know, if you were to get a bit of a windfall, you know, whether you know, maybe a holiday is big for a lot of people, whatever. But forget about the windfall. What about just your day-to-day cash?
Yeah, your financial literacy, right?
Yeah.
They always say that we struggle with our financial literacy. The thing is, we don't know how bad we are at it.
Mm.
And that's what sort of financial experts are telling us. So they say most people, like a huge amount of people, almost everybody, has no real control over their money. They are living by the seat of their pants and hoping for the best every single day with no real idea what's going on with their finances.
Even those who claim that they're good with money.
Yeah. Even those, right? So people say, yeah, no, I'm all right. Yeah, no, I'm okay with money. Right. How are you? Right. You're great with money. Right. Or you're good. You're decent with money. Yeah, grand. Mm. Yeah. How much is your utility bills accumulated over every month? How much is that?
It's a good bit.
How much do you spend socialising in a year?
Oh, ooh. It's...
Right, so I'm not sure. You can work on that one. How much do you spend on clothes in a year?
Ah, well, I mean, not a lot.
All right, yeah. So you had two holidays last year. How much did they add up to?
Excuse me, I did
spending?
Not have two holidays.
Well, it's okay, you had one holiday last year. How much did that, total,
well, you know what I mean?
Including
well,
spending money? What?
Ooh, including spending money. Well, now, yeah. Right. I mean, it wasn't extravagant.
All right. How much did you spend on unexpected bills last year, such as medical
expenses? Well, I don't know. They were unexpected, weren't they?
Yeah, well, there you go. So this is the thing. Nobody knows how to answer any of these questions. Literally nobody knows how to answer them. Yeah. How much is your mortgage even? How much is your electricity bill?
Surely people know.
How much is your shopping bill?
I should take that back.
Yeah. You see,
I was literally about to say, surely people know how much their mortgage is.
Yeah, how much is it? You don't have to say it, but exactly to the penny.
Well, I'm not. Well,
hasn't a clue.
There's a bit that's.
Hasn't a clue.
Right.
And I wouldn't mind. I'm giving him grief. Here's the story. I've literally just completed a form for a mortgage where I've had to fill out all of these questions, and I still don't know the answers.
Yeah.
Haven't a clue. We're living by the seat of our pants. We haven't a riddler's what's going on in our bank account.
I'm genuinely
or in our
trying
lives.
To. I tell you what I do know, right? Because it's the same every month. The one bill I do know. Is my mobile phone bill because it's on one of those plans.
Because it sends you a text message.
Well, yeah, you know one of those where like you agree at the start it's going to be that amount every
month.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
So it's one of them. That's the only one I can think of off the top of my head that I'd know.
People literally have no clue. How much do you spend on tolls every month? How much do you spend on coffee every month? How much do you spend on, you know, beverages, fizzy drinks with your friends every month? How much was the jeans you're wearing at the moment? People have no idea how much they're spending on anything.
That's a very good question.
How much is...
Literally the clothes on your back. What?
How much? The short on your back. How much did you pay for? The short on your back. How much was that? How much? People
no
don't
idea.
Know. We have literally not got a riddler.
I don't know whether
doing.
To feel somehow better about the fact that everybody else is as bad as me or just feel bad for us all.
How much is your car payments? How much people honestly... The one thing,
there must be somebody out there. I mean, there's probably people out there who do that spreadsheet thing. You know the way you get, though. You get the odd one of them.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
You know,
but those are people
nobody
who,
ever speaks to them, but you do get them.
You do, but those are people who are starting startups, you know, and all of those sort of things. And they're really, like, they've got their finger in it. I think I know one person like that. I do think I know one person like that.
Who'd you actually have a sort of a breakdown of their...
He'd answer all those questions, I think I do know one person like that. But in fairness, they're a bit of a freak and not many people are mad about them. So there's that element of it as
there
well.
There is that. Yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
I mean, but you would say, now, you would, all joking aside, you would imagine, like I'd have said, before you went through that list, I'd have said, well, no, obviously, I'm not really kind of, but I know roughly what comes in and I know if there's likely to be any bit left over at the end. I would have thought I'd have some generalities.
But no.
But I genuinely couldn't answer any of the questions
when,
you
when
asked.
When you break it down, how many sandwiches would you eat out in a month or so? Like, you know, how often would you eat out? Like, you know, how often do you eat a sandwich? Like, I'd be like,
Remember somebody? In this very environment once asked you about had a conversation with you about coffee and the takeaway coffees that we buy out.
Boss at the time, yeah,
and
he was one of he
I'm
was
pointed it out to you,
and he goes, "I was having a coffee, are you?" And I went, "Yeah." I think when I think about this conversation, I think it's a bit mad and a bit rude. he's still sort of technically boss, so I better be careful. And I went, "It was whatever." And he goes, "How much was it?"
I don't know, 350 something.
And he goes, 350. Do you have one every day? 350 five times a week. Do you have one on the weekend? I go, add that every day, put it together, comes to 3,400 something every year. It's a lot of money. And I was saying, well,
I kind of took the edge off your coffee.
Honestly, you ruined me coffee. For a start.
Yeah.
You ruined this coffee.
Yeah. But the beauty
you
of it
let
is.
Let me drink it.
Yep. The beauty of it is, despite. You know, giving you that financial literacy aspect of knowing how much you were spending on your coffee, you still do it.
I still do it. And the thing is, he now knows more about my financial behaviour in my life than I do.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
with InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. And we do like to pride ourselves on bringing you the latest health news. We're nothing if not health conscious, are we, PJ? We do like to bring you the, you know, the breaking kind of front edge scientific kind of breakthroughs, I suppose.
Breakthroughs.
In terms of trying to keep you healthy. We've had so many over the years that we've been doing this show, you know, that we got it down to what? I think if you did 30 seconds a day of exercise, it was good for you.
Yeah. Walking backwards, one fella
walking
says
that backwards
walking backwards is incredibly good for your health. And the best thing is you only have to do it for 5 minutes. You only need to do 500 steps instead of 10,000 steps.
Well, look, in keeping with that, we are yet again about to bring you yet another scientific health breakthrough that could make a huge difference to your life and your health.
Yeah, well, Marilyn Smith, who's more than qualified to give us health advice because she's an actress and a cook, has said on their social media platforms that her and her husband would never have a meal bigger than a sandwich without then going for a fart walk. And a fart without going for a fart walk. A fart walk. And fart walk hashtag is now blowing up on social media. Blowing off on social media is what I should have said. And a fart walk. Purpose of a fart walk. What is a fart walk? You eat a load of food or any type of food bigger than a sandwich. And then you need to get walking immediately after to start the digestive process and relieve bloating. So you can get rid of all that, I guess you might call it, troublesome gas and the sensation of a big meal sitting in your stomach like a brick. So you walk for about 20 minutes until you release some form of gas, be it upwards or downwards, some form of gas, and it will help you, to use her exact quotes, it will help you age wonderfully. So fart walking...
So it's an anti-aging service as well.
It's actually an anti-aging, yeah. Fart walking is good for the wrinkles too, yeah.
Wow.
So does science back up the benefits of a fart walk? Well, research hasn't been
done. Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. We can only go with the anecdotal evidence of an actor.
Yeah.
And that's the only way.
So what you must have some form of gaseous movement when you're walking, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just that. So, I mean, she wasn't prepared to leave it at the idea that you just go for a walk.
No.
And, you know,
20
you walk.
But you might be able to
You have
breath.
To walk and...
Well, you don't have to do it. You don't have to necessarily do it downstairs. You can do it upstairs in the form of a burp as well. It's just fart walk is the term analogy that's been chosen here. You know, there's two divisions of the what would you call it? The autonomic system. Would you call it the autonomic system? You know, there's the sympathetic division, which is you know, that commands your fight and flight responses. I suppose that's like your heart rate and blood pressure, and that allows you to sort of let it out easily one way or the other. So you're autonomic upwards. And you can autonomic downwards.
Great. And equally both useful.
And once you do a little bit of autonomic breeze, then you're totally fine and you can carry on with your day and you can be feeling prepared again to eat again.
I suppose, by the way, the other thing is that it's the fact that you're outside.
Yeah, well, that's...
Is a positive.
It is outside. Yeah, big time, yeah. Because you're less likely that a squirrel's going to turn around and go, who's after doing that? Mother of Jesus, I nearly fell out of the tree. What in the hell is that? Some magpie. I'm going to get sick. Oh, God.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.